الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر صدق الله العظيم All praise belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Lord of the world, Master on the Day of Judgment. May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight when the sun sets, the first of Dhul-Hijjah will commence. The days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah have great merit, and we will expound and discuss with regards to the significance of the days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Like we have the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan has great virtue and merit over other months of the year. The day of Jumu'ah has great virtue and merit over other days of the week. Likewise, the days of Dhul-Hijjah and the nights of Dhul-Hijjah have great merit and virtue over other days and nights of the Islamic calendar. So we need to take advantage of these days and nights that we will experience or we will witness. And we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah grants us the ability to see these days and nights and many of these days and nights to come ahead, inshaAllah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So these days, Allah makes mention with regard to it in the verse of the Quran, وَالْفَجْرُ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah says, by the dawn and by the 10 days. And the 10 days here refers to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah have great amount of virtue compared to other days of the Islamic year. It is mentioned in the hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He mentions that on no days is the worship of Allah desired more than in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The fast of each of these days is equal to the fast of a whole year. And the worship of each of these nights is equal to the worship of Laylatul Qadr. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. So every day of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days, obviously the 10 days we do not fast, it's the day of Eid will Adha, but the first 8 days of Dhul-Hijjah, if a person fasts, he will get the reward of 1 year fasting, subhanallah. Now we need to understand that these fasts are not compulsory, it's not obligatory. These fasts, if a person wants to fast, he will get the reward. If he does not fast, there's no issue, there's no problem whatsoever. And obviously the night of Dhul-Hijjah, which is the day of Arafah, the Hujjaj will be on the plains of Arafah on this ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah. We will explain to you with regards to the fast of that a little later, inshallah. And then the nights of these of Dhul-Hijjah are so great that it equals to that of worship of Laylatul Qadr. And we know not too long ago, the nights of Laylatul Qadr have come, the 21st, 23rd, 24th, 27th, 29th. And Allah makes mention with regards to this in the Quran. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. That is the night of power, it is better than 1,000 months. So imagine, these days are about to dawn upon us. So we need to capitalize, we need to take maximum benefit, we need to score from these days and nights. Many of us might just see it. Many might see a few days. And many will not see these days and nights. Like we have heard of many people that have passed away last night, this morning. So we don't know what holds for us. Will we see tonight or not? Somebody might just leave. We don't know. So if we have witnessed these days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah, let us capitalize, let us take maximum benefit from it. Because we don't know if we're going to see another Dhul-Hijjah, to take the from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we can manage to fast, we fast the first 8 days of Dhul Hijjah. If we can fast 1 or 2 days, we do that and we will get the reward. And then in the night, after the Isha Salah, first of all we read our Isha Salah wa Jama'ah, and thereafter little bit of ibadah, little worship over and above the normal days and nights that we don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take whole of these nights and extra worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing salah, by reading Quran al-Kareem, by making dhikr, by making dua, etc., etc. We know what is our ability and capabilities. We try and exert ourselves during these days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. Obviously, these are a little bit difficult where we have to stay up and, you know, sometime maybe 2 hours, 3 hours after Isha Salah. Normally, Isha Salah finishes off by 7:45, we're at home. By 8:30, 8:45, some people are already in bed because the nights are long. So we take advantage of the long nights in winter. And remember, in winter, subhanallah, it's so easy to read all our Salah, even Fajr Salah. We're not saying we must delay our Fajr Salah in winter, but the time of Fajr Jamaat is at 6 o'clock and sun rises at about just after 6:45 to 7. So we still got enough time. Many people are getting ready. They wake up at 6 o'clock so they can still read their Fajr Salah and get ready for work. So winter is a time where a mu'min, a believer, can take advantage from it by doing so much of ibadah, so much of worship. And now it falls in the winter months where we've got extra time in during the nights. So we take advantage of it in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way we can. Obviously, there are some people, mashallah, in our community, in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that can go the whole night in the worship of Allah. We are so weak, we just take half an hour, 1 hour, that's about it. And if we cannot do that, then I give you an easy way to do. But obviously, easy way sometimes is good also. We will get the reward, but if we take extra, do extra, we're going to get even much more reward. They say, more sacrifice, more reward. Sometimes more difficulty, we'll see the end of the tunnel, we'll see light at the end of the tunnel as well. So the easy way, in today's time, each one of us, we want a little bit easiness in our life. So let me share an easy way of being in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire night. Perform your Isha Salah with Jama'ah and follow it up with performing Fajr Salah with Jama'ah the entire night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. What an easy way. But sometimes for some people it's difficult to even perform the Isha Salah with Jama'ah as well as the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. We got the easy way, we got the difficult way. Still people will shy away, they'll go away, and they will not perform extra worship in these auspicious days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. So let us do more than what we will normally do in these days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. And we will see the benefit. Either we'll see it in the world, if not, we will see it in the Akhirah when we come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with regards to these days and nights of Dhul Hijjah, you mentioned in one hadith, with regards to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قال يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما is narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there are no days during which the righteous action is so pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as righteous actions done during these days. And that is the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. He was asked, oh Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even jihad in the cause of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad in the cause of Allah, except in case one goes forth with his life and his property and does not return with either of it. So look at this. Even going out in the path of Allah is a good action. But the days and night of Dhul Hijjah has great merit, has great reward. So we need to take maximum benefit from it. Don't let it go by and then we turn back and we look back and say, you know what, I lost out. And if you lost out, we don't know if you're going to get another chance again. And then in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it said, the best days of this world are these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now the scholars adopt the opinion that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. Listen attentively. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are better than the last 10 days of Ramadan. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better than the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. That's the difference. So even these days are better than the days of Dhul Hijjah, subhanallah, of Ramadan. So we need, again, like we mentioned a few times already, we need to really take benefit from it. Don't let it go by and we did not take any kind of benefit. Whether we read Quran, we make the zikr of Allah, we perform salah, we make dua, we do so much of different acts of worship, Allah will reward us tremendously. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the reward for good deeds are multiplied 700 times in these days. Subhanallah. Each one of us, when we get double or 10 times more, we're going for that deal. We're going for that bargain. We're going for that investment because I'm getting 10 times more, 20 times more, 100 times more. I will do that investment because I know the benefit and I know the reward of that is that I'm going to get all the money or whatever it is. Now look at this. If you do good deeds in these days, it will be multiplied 700 times. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, if a person performs evil deeds, it will also be multiplied in that manner. Like we see, we do good deeds, it's multiplied. When we do an evil action, it will also be multiplied. So let us stay away from evil actions. And let these days and nights be a way of us turning away from evil and going towards good. And linking up ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after the days and nights of Dhul Hijjah are gone, we still continue doing those good and those good deeds after the days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. Now with regard to the fast of Arafah, the night of Dhul Hijjah, this is also another way to score points and to get benefit and to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how merciful Allah is. Allah is so merciful more than our own family, our own wives, our own children. أن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صوم يوم عرفة قال يكفر السنة الماضية والباقية. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim. Narrated by Abu Qatada رضي الله عنه, says Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the observance of صوم, of fasting on the day of عرفة. That is the night of Dhul Hijjah. In South Africa, the night of Dhul Hijjah will be the 11th of August, next week, Sunday, 11th of August. In Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, it will be on Saturday, inshallah. So we follow, we in South Africa, we follow South Africa. In Makkah, we follow Makkah. So the day of Arafah is in Makkah, the day of Arafah for that day, the Hajjaj will be on Saturday. But the night of Dhul Hijjah for us in South Africa will be on Sunday, the 11th of August. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is an expiation of the sins of the preceding year and the current year. So 2 years of sins, of minor sins, are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 2 years, Allah is prepared to let it go, the minor sins. Obviously, with regards to the major sins, we need to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbatan nasuha. Sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever sin we have done. Whatever sin we have committed. For us it might be a major sin. But for Allah to forgive it is nothing. Allah is prepared to forgive any sin. Allah is prepared to forgive any sin, whether minor or major. But the thing is, we must go forward and lift our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is ready to forgive us. We take that step, Allah will show us that I will forgive all your sins. Like those people who will go on Hajj and they are there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Hajj maqbool, Hajj mabroor. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. That person who performs a righteous Hajj without fighting, without arguments, everything correct, he will return like the day his mother has given birth to him. Subhanallah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us the true understanding of what has been said, to practice righteous deeds, to abstain from evil. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us of those who will take maximum benefit from the first 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant the Hujjaj Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant each one of us that will be performing the Qurbani on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, on the day of Eid, and those people that are going on behalf of our Qurbani to different parts of the world, may Allah accept their sacrifices and bring them, make the journey to and fro safe. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our acts of worship. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صوم يوم عرفة قال يكفر سنة الماضية والباقية أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقنا ويوفقكم بالأعمال الصالح واجتناب المعاصي إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم للخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أغضي بغضهم، وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أمننا في أوطاننا، وأصلح أئمتنا وأولاة أمورنا. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Please straighten yourselves. Make sure your lines are straight. Close about the ankles. Switch off your cell phones. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر، فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرة. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، واغفر لنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.